Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at NewBalance.com.
Welcome back, Cracked fans, to another edition of the Cracked Interviews podcast. I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. As some of you listeners already know, I've had the chance to participate in Press Row this week in Abu Dhabi, where the opening event of the 2021 WTA season is taking place. Of course, the tournament produced some outstanding tennis. In the end, it was Aryna Sabalenka capturing her third straight title, 15th straight victory overall, knocking off Veronika Kudermetova 2-2 in what really was a dominant performance from Sabalenka. We had the opportunity to ask Sabalenka questions following both her semifinal victory over Maria Sakkari, as well as after her final win over Kudermetova. You're going to hear from her in this podcast. Also had the chance to talk to Maria Sakkari following her loss in that semifinal match, but of course, she has been so impressive this week. Also had the chance to talk to Kudermetova following her final victory. It's worth noting, you know, 9-hour time difference. I do apologize that I didn't have the chance to talk to Kostyuk this week or some of the other players who played those 5 to 7 a.m. matches on the East Coast. I'm recording this right now at 5:40 a.m. Wanted to get the chance, you know, take advantage of this opportunity so that you listeners could hear directly from these players. And of course, this is a series we hope to continue to do throughout the season. We will hopefully have the chance to talk to more and more players as those time zones become more and more feasible to negotiate throughout the year. But usual format reminder, you only have the opportunity to ask about two questions to each of these players. You're going to hear them consecutively. I believe the order of operations is going to be Aryna Sabalenka's semifinal victory comments first, then you're going to hear from Sakkari, then you're going to hear from Kudermetova after her final match, and then you will hear from Aryna Sabalenka once again after she captured, again, her third straight title, 15th straight victory on tour. Of course, a reminder, the reason we are able to do these podcasts day in, day out, because of the support we get from you listeners, from our Patreon family, and of course, from our friends at Midwest Sports. You need anything in terms of tennis gear, in terms of updating your equipment for the 2021 season. You can find all the best brands, all the best prices with our friends at Midwest Sports. You go to MidwestSports.com, use our promo code CR15. You'll get 15% off all of your items. You'll get a free 2-day shipping on all purchases exceeding $75. And best of all, you will get a free can of Wilson Extra Duty Tennis Balls with using that code CR15. Just go to MidwestSports.com. And again, to let them know we sent you there, the promo code is CR15. Without further ado, let's get to our latest edition of From the Presser, where you are going to hear from our Abu Dhabi semifinalists and finalists. Westhoff, roll the clips. Alex, and congratulations on the win, Aryna. I want to reference a question Courtney asked earlier in the week, and I apologize for swearing, but it was a book you had read, something about not giving a fuck, and just respectfully, when you're playing with the sort of freedom, the confidence you're playing right now, I feel like that attitude may have translated into your game a little bit. And so I'm curious, I guess, to put it kinder, do you feel like you are playing with a freedom right now that maybe you weren't prior to this 14-match win streak?
Yeah, I think so. And also this book actually showed me that in life there is so many important, like more important things than tennis. And I'm just after I wrote this book, I'm keep reading, but like I just almost done. And I think I just understand that first of all, there is more important things in life. And secondly, I'm just enjoying my game on the court and just like trying to improve myself and having fun there and like don't really care about anything. Just doing my job and that's it.
Yeah, no, it's working. If I could play like that, I'd have fun as well. And, you know, there does seem to be an aggressiveness you're playing with right now, particularly even beyond the serve, your return of serve. You're really going after that shot. And I'm curious, is that a, you know, a decision you made in the off season to be more aggressive with your return of serve?
Yeah, that's true. We've been working a lot on the service game, on the returns, to be a little more aggressive and to be more consistency on the return games. And yeah, that's something what we was working on.
Introducing Coco Gauff's signature shoe, more than just a tennis shoe. It's a fusion of 90s-inspired style and cutting-edge performance technology. With its sleek mid-cut silhouette, it's designed to enhance speed and power on the court. The multi-piece upper construction delivers high-energy return for players of all levels. Whether you're a seasoned pro or just starting out, the Coco CG1 empowers you to dominate the game. Learn more and purchase the Coco CG1 at newbalance.com.
Thank you, Alex. And I apologize for the framing of this question, but when you look back on, you know, some of your matches this week, even in the victories, you got off to a couple of slow starts against Sonia and then again today. Was that something you noticed as well? And how do you maybe combat that heading into Australia?
I think it's not something that I have been doing a lot, you know, slow starts. And the thing is not how you start, it's how you finish, I always say. So I really don't mind, you know, if I start slow and then I find a way to turn the things around. So I have a friend that he says that I'm not a starter, I'm a finisher. So I can. That's the only thing I have to say.
And for you, as you mentioned, definitely gaining confidence this week with your wins. How do you approach the two-week quarantine period in Australia now? I know you got asked this question at the beginning of the week, but is there, you know, does it at all help to now have these wins under your belt, knowing you're about to face two really strange weeks of your life?
Yeah, but I think it's the same for everyone. I'm well prepared. I have my coffee machine waiting for me there, which gives me a lot of, it brings me happiness. But, you know, we get to go out for 5 hours a day, which is a miracle, you know. And I'm just going to enjoy these 5 hours and then just rest the rest.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations, Veronica, on a great week. I'm curious for you, you talk about the confidence you have. How important has the development in your serve and your effectiveness with your serve been in the success you've had over your past few events?
Of course, I think the serve is more important because we start rallies from the serve or just return. And I think I can improve more with the serve, but not now. Today, when I play, I'm not feel like really, really well served, but I try to fight, like, I try to do everything, but not today.
Yeah, no, I mean, the finals is still pretty good. But for you, when you're playing someone who plays as powerful a game style as Arena, what goes through your head? How does her power tennis disrupt what you're trying to do out there?
But, you know, like, okay, tactically, today I want to play, like, you know, I try to do more active to play, like, cross court or down the line. But I need to do, like, more faster foot fork, more faster serve return. But if you have, like, opponent faster, you need to play faster than her.
Thank you, Alex, and congratulations, Arena, on the win this week. You broke Veronica today in 6 of her 8 service games, and obviously that's pretty impressive. What was working for you so well today? Why were you able to get such a good read during those games?
Well, because in the first two games of her serve, I kind of trying to see what she's doing in the serve. But then, I don't know, I just felt where she's serving, and I was just like following my feelings, and it's worked really well today. And also I put a lot of pressure on her, on my service game. And also that thing that I was returning back on her serve makes her, I saw that she was nervous a little bit, because this is uncomfortable for these kind of players like Veronica. So, and I'm really happy with the return game today, and it's really helped me to win this match.
Mm-hmm. And obviously your game is in a pretty good place heading into Australia. I'm curious, with these next 2 weeks, the quarantining, you're going to have to do all of the weird circumstances. How much match play will you be able to have during that time? Is that something you'll be trying to do in practice, or will it be more about just staying in shape and making sure everything start sharp going into the warm-up events?
Well, of course, I think I will have a few days off because I need to a little recover after this week. And then, I think I will keep improving my game, keep working on some things. And it's not about just stay in shape. There is always something to work on and to improve, because I would say as soon as you stop working on improving your game, then I think you will start losing. And I think this is the key of successful people. You just need to find something what you have to work on and just work on it. So yeah, it's not about just staying in shape. Yeah.
Hope all of you enjoyed our latest edition of From the Presser from the Abu Dhabi Press Room. A huge shout out, as always, to the WTA Media and Communications team for facilitating the access to these players. A huge shout out to these players as well. Imagine playing a 2-hour, you know, physical battle and then having to answer questions about that match, win or lose. A huge shout out to Arina Sabalenka, Maria Sakkari, and Veronika Kudermetova for the candidness in their answers. But that will do it, of course, for this Abu Dhabi event. As I mentioned at the top of this podcast, we hope to do more of these From the Presser episodes throughout the course of this year as we get into more and more press rooms. Of course, a shout out as always to my super producers, Max Fleeger and Daniel Westhoff, for the of an editing job they do day in, day out, turning around all of these episodes, getting them out there for you listeners. If you want to hear more analysis about what went down on the courts in Abu Dhabi, of course, check out our Mini Break podcast, which you can find wherever you listen to your shows. We have broke down all of the opening day's play in a changeover chat format, talking about the most notable performances and players from each day's action. Again, you can find those links on our website, crackedrackets.com. Of course, on the Great Shot podcast, we have our GSP Aces of the Day, day in, day out, trying to make sense of all of the action going down. I don't want to jinx it. Right now, we're up early in the season, so ride that momentum while you've got it, folks. And again, you can find that podcast wherever you listen to your shows, Apple, Spotify, Stitcher. Please, as always, I will ask, like, rate, subscribe, review, share with your friends. Of course, if you need the more immediate updates, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, we are at Cracked Rackets. You want to message me directly, I'm at Great Shot Pod. A shout out, as always, to our friends at Midwest Sports for their continued support. If you need anything for your own tennis game, and we all deserve a little something every now and then, be sure to go check out our friends at MidwestSports.com. Use that promo code CR15 to let them know we sent you there. But with that in mind, for our wonderful super producers, Fleegner and Westhoff, our friends at Midwest Sports, and all of us here at both Cracked Rackets and the Tennis Channel Podcast Network, I'm your host, Alex Gruskin. You've been listening to another edition of the Cracked Interviews Podcast. Stay safe, stay healthy, and we'll talk to you all soon. Thanks, everyone.